Hello, my name is Kate Cooper. I'm Head of Research, Policy and Standards at the Institute of Leadership and Management. Welcome to this podcast, which is one in a series of five podcasts on getting used to change. The Institute of Leadership and Management recognises great leadership as being multidimensional. We identify five dimensions: authenticity, vision, achievement, ownership and collaboration. We've broken down these five dimensions into 49 components, which enable us to organise our content, but also helps individuals access the leadership support that is immediately relevant to them. The component I will be talking about in this podcast is adaptability, part of the dimension of achievement, because achieving leaders adapt to changing circumstances. Adaptability is an element of emotional intelligence and is defined by Daniel Goleman as flexibility in handling change. But being adaptable means handling emergencies and solving problems calmly and quickly, dealing with unpredictable situations as if they were normal, learning new ways of thinking and doing, remaining comfortable with uncertainty, and adjusting your strategies or your style as and when required. So if you want to become more adaptable, you have to come out of your comfort zone, actively seek opportunities to try something new or to work with people or departments with whom you haven't worked with before. This will make you more responsive when changes occur, but also put in place those important informal networks and relationships that you're able to draw on in the future. Do get involved at work. There are often opportunities to join social committees, voluntary activities, again, meeting new people outside of your normal area, not central to your role, of course, but help you understand more about your colleagues, certainly more about the organisation, and especially if it's a big organisation, how it all fits together. Being adaptable also means having an open mind. So when you're thinking that you have concerns or questions about a change, before you become defensive or resistant and start looking for the problems, the barriers, start thinking about why it might be a good thing. Ask for more information so that you don't close down, you look to expand your understanding of a situation. Do ask yourself whether you really are adaptable. Nobody likes to think they're below average at anything. And therefore, we will all probably describe ourselves as above average when it comes to adaptability. But obviously, that can't be the case. And to us, we seem adaptable because we do survive. We react to change. We incorporate it into our life. So maybe we think we are an extremely adaptable individual. The only way to really find out is to ask for feedback from other people, people we trust and who will give us kind but fair and helpful criticism. Do you actually know people who you would describe as really adaptable? Or do you use more negative ways of describing what you see as perhaps inconsistency or changing their minds? Look at those people and see, what is that telling you about yourself? Often the strongest messages that we get about our own behaviour is when we find activities, behaviour in other people that we find really annoying. When it comes to leadership, we've been encouraged for decades now to be more responsive, to use a contingency approach to leadership or a situational approach to adapt our leadership style to the situation or the team that we find ourselves in a leadership role in. But I think on the whole, we do tend to default to the style that we are most comfortable with, the one that we've learned, the one that works for us. And whether you're looking at the work of Hersey and Blanchard, for example, or John Adair or Blake and Mouton, what we're often trying to get right is the balance between getting the job done, the task, getting the right people to do the task, with the right level of enthusiasm, ability, training, and to get the relationships right. Because it's the relationships that are going to give you that extra mile, that enjoyment, the fun. You're not going to get those from the completion of the task, or not normally anyway. However brilliantly you accomplish a task, it's always It's usually better when we share that feeling of accomplishment with somebody else. So we're inclined often to be more task focused or more relationship focused. Just getting that insight into where you'd put yourself perhaps on a continuum. Do you care about getting the job done to such an extent that you find that personal relationships are sacrifice, but that's the price you have to pay? Or do you think that getting the relationships right is so important that actually getting the job done becomes secondary to that? One of the reasons we've been encouraged to be so adaptable of late is a recognition that the business environment is changing rapidly. And one description that we hear frequently for this, of course, is VUCA, standing for V for volatility. Work in an environment that demands that you react quickly to ongoing, rapid change, unpredictable. So you don't know what's going to happen. So you have no choice but to adapt to those or continue and fail. Environments tend to be uncertain for many of us. We don't know what is going to happen. And of course, that is always the case, and never more so than recently, where very few of us a couple of months ago would have imagined that we'd find ourselves in the situation we're in now. The future is unpredictable, but there's also a degree of complexity about the environment with which we operate. So many things affect so many possible outcomes, and you can never, or very rarely anyway, give a simple explanation as to why something has happened. There are many explanations, many factors that contribute to the big problems that we face and we're trying to solve. And then we have to deal with a huge amount of ambiguity. We get a lot of information. Information is more available than it ever has been. And so much of that information is conflicting. We are unable to put it in a hierarchy of truth and relevance. There are so many different ways of looking at a problem, and that is a degree of ambiguity that many people are really uncomfortable with, because certainty is really reassuring. Sometimes we've over-relied on plans or been frustrated when our plans don't come into fruition. Only way of really coping with, appreciating the VUCA environments with which we find ourselves. Although, to be fair, some commentators, some academics would say, actually, it isn't an unprecedented period of change that we're going through. Similar events have happened in the past, and really it's the extent to which we learn from them and all sorts of events that take our plans off course that really get us ready for the future. But what we should be clear about is that any plan is only going to be a guideline, a possibility, and we have got to develop the people that can adapt, teams that can adapt, have approaches to thinking and solving problems that we all understand and we adopt, to celebrate our learning, our adaptability, not just the results that we achieve. And that, of course, requires a certain sort of organisational culture where people are able to work, to experiment, to make mistakes, and to show that they can deal with whatever is thrown at them because they have that essential ability to learn. But organisations can't be adaptable if the people within them aren't, obviously. So you have to start with you. Thinking about, as I said, go back, ask for feedback. Are you genuinely adaptable? What is it you think you do? Do you build bridges to other people? Are you able to see things from other people's point of view? Are you always looking for a win-win solution, a collaborative approach? And are you receptive to changing the way you do things, to not go into defensive mode, but to embrace every challenge that comes your way with a, well, this might be a good thing. It might not, of course. I'm not saying every change is a good thing, but to start from, well, why might this work for me? What might I get out of this is a terrific starting point. Thank you for listening. Please go onto our website, www.institutelm.com, and download more resources that will help you become a far more adaptable leader.